In the marmalade forest, between the make-believe trees, in a cottage cheese cottage, lives Albie.
Albie.
Albie. Albie. Albie. The racist dragon. Part 6. And so, all of the villagers chased Albie, the racist dragon, into a very cold, very scary cave. And it was so cold and so scary in there that Albie began to cry dragon tears, which, as we all know, turn into jelly beans. Anyway, at that moment, he felt a tiny little hand rest upon his tail, and he turned around, and who should that little hand belong to but the badly burnt Albanian boy from the day before?
"What are you doing here? I thought I killed you yesterday," grumbled Albie quite racistly.
"No, Albie, you didn't kill me with your dragon flames. I crawled to safety. But you did leave me very badly disfigured,"
laughed the boy.
"Why are you crying so?"
"I'm crying because all of those horrible villagers chased me into the scary cave. I think it's because I'm so racist." "Get your hand off my tail, you'll make it dirty."
"No, Albie, it's not because of your racism that they chased you here. They chased me here too when I became all disfigured like this. They just don't like you and I because, well, because we're different to them."
And that made Albie cry a single tear, which turned into a jelly bean all the colors of the rainbow. And suddenly, he wasn't racist anymore. So they sat in the cave.
The cave.
And ate bubblegum pie.
Yum!
Albie the racist. Well, not anymore.
Dragon.
Thank you.